Welcome to Closet Conversations with Cody.
This is Cody Chembars, and we are excited for another Closet Conversations devotion this morning. Just a reminder, we are live every Monday morning on Facebook Live at 8:30 in the morning. We also have a YouTube channel where we upload all of our videos every Monday morning as soon as we finish our devotion. So please enjoy today's content, and we will see you soon. Good Monday morning. Today is March the 16th, and we are back live for another Closet Conversations with Cody. I'm excited to be here with you this morning, especially with everything that is going on in our world today. It has gotten pretty out of hand, and we're going to talk about that today. We're going to do some discussion. We're going to read scripture. We're going to use this for what it was intended to do, which that was the Bible that I just held up for those that are listening on the podcast. So, you know, I wanted to continue and really finish off our Tangled Identity series. I wanted to finish that because the identity is what the enemy is after. He is an identity thief. So if he can steal our identities, then we are not walking in the way and the power of what we need to do for our Father in heaven. And so the last two Mondays we've covered, you know, who are we and whose are we? And a lot of us know whose we are, but we don't know who we are in the kingdom. And so if you haven't listened to those, go back and listen to them. We have it on the YouTube channel and then also our podcast channel, which can be found everywhere, by the way, either on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all of the different podcast resources. It's out there. Just Google Closet Conversations with Cody and it'll pop up. But we're going to divert from that today. I felt the word for us today was talking about the four-letter F word. And I think some of you are going to be like, what is Cody going to say here? But we're not talking about, well, we're talking about fear. We're talking about fear, the four-letter F word, which is fear. So we are going to dive into that today. We're going to take a look and we're going to bring peace. We're going to bring joy. We're going to bring hope back to us. We're going to rest in God today and for the rest of this week and until this thing passes, this coronavirus passes. So, you know, as you know, the world is, at least the United States, I mean, Italy's completely shut down. They're not allowing flights in and out. And believe me, I am not here to talk or bring any more light to what's going on. I am here to bring peace. I am here to shine the light of Jesus into the darkness that's trying to spread around the United States. And so, you know, what we're going to do today is there's not going to be a lot of necessarily preaching or teaching. It's going to be encouragement. It's going to be sharing the word of God to bring hope to us. And so, you know, one of the things that I was looking before going live, you know, I've heard this. There are 365 days in the year. There's 366 this year because we had a leap year, but there are 365 verses about fear not. And so I was Googling that. I'm like, And so one of the resources that I found said that there are, if you combine fear not, do not fear, fear the Lord, do not worry, do not be anxious, there are 365 verses that tell us not to be anxious, not to be anxious for anything. And then it also talks about, and we'll read this today, is Psalm 91. If you're not familiar with that, you need to be reading that out loud over yourself, over your children, over your home, and over your property. And so, you know, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to just get in the word. We're going to find our anchor verses. We're going to find the verses that we can hold on to during this time. Because you know, what we're seeing with grocery stores and people fighting over groceries. And, you know, I have a very, very close friend that works at Walmart. He said, Cody, Walmart's just been crazy. It's been nuts. I mean, I'm ready to quit because people are, they're panicking. and they're literally walking around with fear. And if we're not careful, that spirit of fear will try to attach and jump on anybody that's willing to start really walking in fear. Now, I'm not trying to be super spiritual, but that is the tactic of the enemy. If he can get you to fear, then fear is the opposite of faith. And if you don't have faith, the Bible says in Hebrews that you cannot please God. So the enemy wants us to walk in fear. Fear empowers the enemy, but faith empowers God. So this is a cry, this is a plea to all of the Christians, all of the Christ followers, not even Christians, all of the Christ followers that are out there that are living for Jesus, to stop posting negative stuff on your social media. All you're doing is adding to the hysteria. All you're doing is adding to the chaos. Whether you're posting that this is phony, whether you're posting that this is real, whether you're, you know, what I would suggest, and I've been very silent in regards to social media, I'm really about ready to just quit. I'm ready to quit Facebook. I'm ready to, the negativity is just overwhelming. And I don't want to leave Facebook because I enjoy keeping up with my friends and family. But I'm to the point where I'm ready to just throw in the towel and say, I'm done. I mean, there's just so much stuff that just is not needed. So this is more of an awakening for the Christ followers and the sons and daughters of Jesus to start using your voice for his kingdom. Start bringing peace to the calamity. Start bringing joy to the despair. Start bringing hope to the worry. That's what we're called to do. We are the light of the world. If we are not bringing light, that means we're bringing darkness, because darkness is the absence of light. So are you sharing and spreading light, or are you helping spread the darkness? I want to leave my candle. I want to leave my light shining bright. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So we're going to look at two chapters. I'll get it right eventually. We're going to go to Psalms. So we're going to read Psalm 96. And then we're also going to be in Psalm 91. We're going to start in 96, and there's some points that I wanted to share as we're going through this. And then we're going to turn to Psalm 91, and then we're going to hop off, and we're going to do exactly what we learned about this morning. Amen? Amen. Psalm 96, I'm reading NLT. Sing a new song to the world, to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize the Lord is glorious and strong. Give the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Till all the nations the Lord reigns, the world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all people fairly. Let the heaven be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth or the world with justice and the nations with his truth. And so as I was going through my 30-day shred, I came across this verse on Friday, and or this chapter, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that's what we need. That's what we need. We need to do exactly what Psalm 96 is saying. One of the things that I wanted to point out is verse number 3.
publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. So I instantly, when I was reading that, I thought, oh my gosh, publish? We publish posts on Facebook. And so what are we doing with our Facebook posts? Are we publishing garbage? Are we publishing about his glorious deeds and telling the whole world that is walking in fear and panic? Are we telling them about a father and a savior and a God that is able to save them from this pestilence? Are we telling them that? Or are we using our Facebook and our social media posts to further ignite and to cause the gasoline fire to just explode even more? I really, really got convicted. I'm like, I haven't posted anything about what's going on, but I got convicted even if we weren't in this situation. Are we using our social media? Are we? That's a voice. Your social media is a voice to the nations. So I have friends in Africa. I have friends in the UK. I have friends around the world. And I can use my voice, my Facebook profile, to share the good news, the good deeds that God does. Amen. So that's one of the first things that we wanted to just touch on. Stop posting garbage on your Facebook. Stop adding fuel to the fire. If you're doing it and you've done it and you're doing it intentionally to add fuel or to add fear, you need to repent. You need to repent. Because what you're doing is, you may think it's a joke, but you're adding fuel to the fire. And someone that's living in fear, then what they're doing, their fear is only going to be increased and magnified. Now, I am not speaking condemnation. I'm releasing conviction, because I've seen some posts where it's very insensitive. They're very argumentative. They're very one-sided, and it could easily, if somebody is not sound or on a firm foundation with the Lord, and they really struggle with fear, and you may say, well, Cody, they need to get over it. They need to fear not. That's easier said than done. That's easier said than done. So if you've been doing that, repent. Lord, forgive me. I am not trying to cause your children any more fear. Lord, I repent. I choose and I will release faith. From here on out, I will release faith-building, encouraging posts on my social media. Amen? Amen. It's not difficult. He loves us. He'll forgive us. So he is, number four, great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. To be feared above all gods. Now, I'm not saying that what's going on here is a god by any means, but what I am saying, that he is above everything. He is above everything. And yes, bad things happen to good people. I understand that. I get that. But he is above everything. So we are not to fear anything. We're not. We're not called to fear. I am not worried that I'm going to run out of toilet paper. I am not worried that my children are not going to be able to eat. I am not worried that I'm not going to be able to provide for my family. I am not walking in fear. Hear me clearly, and I said it earlier, if the enemy can get you to walk in fear, then you are not walking in faith and you are not pleasing God. Take a look at what the Israelites, the journey through the desert. Why? Now listen, this is not in my notes and this was not intended, but why did God kill off the Israelites? Why did he take them through the 40 years to kill them off? But why did they need to be killed off? If you go look in Numbers, where God tells Moses to send out the 12 spies into the promised land, 10 of the 12 spies came back in fear and saying, the giants were huge, the buildings were huge, we can't take it over. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, came back and said, we're ready to go. We believe the Lord will deliver us into the promised land as he promised. But what happened? So God was upset. He was angry. He was frustrated with his people. Do you understand that they walked through the Red Sea? That the sea was parted and the walls, they walked on dry ground through the Red Sea. They survived all the plagues in Egypt. They watched the death angel go over as they had blood on their doorposts. They watched manna from heaven, quail, come down every single day. They watched water come from a rock. And then they get to the promised land that God told them that they was going to get, that he was going to give them. And then they doubted and feared instead of trusting God. And what happened? They went through the desert for 40 years. They said, God said that that generation of fear and doubt would be killed off. Because if that fear and doubt would have went into the promised land, then they would not have been able to maintain the promises that God had given them. The enemy is after the promises that God has given us, and the enemy will steal them from us if we will allow him. We will not fear any other gods because God is higher than all of them. And then the other one that I wanted to share, to talk about, it is, let's see, where was it? I think it was 8. Number 9, worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Tell the nations the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all people fairly. The world has to stand firm. We, the sons and daughters of the Most High, we have to stand firm. We cannot let fear exude from us. We cannot add fuel to the fire of fear. We have to be calm. We have to tell them the good news. We have to release our peace, the peace that we carry, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We have to be that. We have to be that model. We have to tell people, listen, God is good. God is good. And look at everything else that he's brought us through. Do you think he's going to forsake us now? No. No. The Bible says he will not leave nor forsake us. It's in Hebrews. So there, I'm here as a mouthpiece to say, listen, walk in faith, walk in obedience, walk in hope, and know that God will not leave you abandoned. God will not leave you not provided for. For goodness sakes, he brought manna and quail every single day for 40 years, every single day. Every single day. And then he wiped out armies and with just a single word. There is no fear. There is no fear. N-O-F-E-A-R, no fear, versus K-N-O-W-F-E-A-R, no fear. I know the fear of the Lord. I love God and I trust him. I know he's not going to forsake me. All right, go to Psalm 91. This is what this is just some ammunition. These are some weapons that you could fight the enemy with, the weapons that you could fight with this war. Pick them up, use them, lock arms with the people that are telling you, do not fear, do not worry. Psalm 91. My goodness. My goodness. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He is alone my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will stumble upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. if that was the first time for you hearing Psalm 91, that was a great time for you to hear it. If you know this and you've heard it and you need to go back and you're struggling with fear and anxiety and worry, go back and read this out loud. Out loud. We've talked about the confessions of our mouth before. You confess and share the word out loud. Just read it. Read it out loud over your home, your property, and your children. Multiple times a day if you need to. Anytime that spirit of fear wants to throw fiery darts at you and to get you to fear, you read that scripture out loud. And then you battle. Remember how we talk about the battle and the armor? This is how you battle. You battle the lies of the enemy with the truth of the word of God. That's all battling is for the kingdom. You are battling the lie and you're replacing the lie with the truth. And that's what you're thinking on. Think on these. I want to go to verse 9 and then we're going to hop off. We've been live for 20 minutes. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter. Verse number 9 tells us that we have to do something. If it's an exchange. If you do this, I will do that. You have to exchange something. What God wants, what your Father wants, is He wants you to exchange your fear, your worry, your anxiety. He wants you to exchange it. You have to give it to Him. He will not take it from you. He will not do that. It's your free will. He gave us free will, which is why Adam and Eve had the free will to go and eat from the fruit. He gave us free will. But I am telling you right now that if you'll release and you'll say, God, I give my fear, you take it out of you. Take it. Grab a handful from your spirit. You can't see it. You can't feel it, but it's there. Father, I take out the fear. I take out the anxiety. I take out the worry. Father, it's in the palm of my hands. And Father, I trust you. I trust you. I want to exchange this fear, worry, and anxiety. And I want to receive your peace, your hope, your love, and your faith. So you hold out your other hand. And now, Father, I receive those and I put them and I take them and put them on. That's what you do. You exchange it. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, if you exchange something, now listen what you get in exchange for. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold up with your hands. They will hold you up with their hands and they won't even hurt your foot. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I'll reward them with a long life and give them salvation. If you are not using your Bible as the weapon that it was designed for and the purpose that it has to do, you have to use this. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. This is a sword. If you use this, if you get in here, if you saw my post yesterday, that this is daily bread. This is daily bread. This is, you read this every day. You're in this every day. It's not something for a special occasion when something breaks out or when you're having a tough time in life. It's daily bread. If you will eat on this daily, you'll be satisfied and you'll be taken care of and you'll be held in the shelter of the Most High. Amen. Amen. Well, I love you guys. I thank you for tuning in. I hope this was all right. I really did want to finish identity. I felt led to go live on Saturday, but then, you know, just so you know, I'm not immune to the thoughts and the fiery darts of the enemy. I was going to do a video, just do an encouragement on Saturday, and the enemy's like, Cody, you know, you're a nobody. No one wants to listen to you. No one wants to hear you, and you're not going to make a difference. And so I didn't go live Saturday, and it, if I missed an opportunity or if I missed a chance to encourage or if someone needed to hear something, then I repent. I ask for forgiveness for missing that opportunity to bring hope. But overall, I just wanted to bring you guys just some ammunition to fight this enemy. And that's all it is. And it's no different than anything else that we've ever experienced. We're dealing with mass hysteria, but just remember, anybody that you come in contact with, we don't know what they're going through. We don't know the situations that they have. Be kind, smile at them, love them, even if it's difficult, even if it's one of the hardest things that you've ever done. Love people, show them the love of Jesus, show them the hope that you have. Share the benefits of loving God and having a relationship with them. Read them Psalm 91. How easy would it be to witness to people right now that are living in panic and fear? Listen, I know you're fearful. I know you have panic. I understand that. Let me just read this scripture to you. Let me just share this about the God that I serve. Amen. Amen. Go bring hope. Bring light to the darkness. Bring joy. Restore that joy. Combat the fear with faith. Stop posting negative garbage on your social media. Go out and share the good news. It doesn't have to be all scripture. It doesn't have to be all Christianese. That's not super effective either. But don't continue to fuel this fire. This fire needs to be put out, and it will be put out. It will be put out. It will be extinguished. Like a rushing wind, the mighty wind of Holy Spirit will come through and take this fire out. But until then, serve Him, love Him, love His people, and share the good news with them. And read those scriptures, Psalm 91 and Psalm 96. Read them aloud and exchange the fear, the anxiety, and the worry. Pull them out and put in the hope, the faith, the love, everything that you need. Amen. Amen. You have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. We will see you next Monday at 8:30. This message will be on the podcast and the YouTube channel by the end of the day today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.
We trust that today's message blessed you. And if it did, please send it to somebody who really needs to hear it. Have a blessed day.